Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Alessandro Polidoro. I am an independent lawyer and digital rights advocate. And today, I want to spend the next 5 minutes with you to talk about why pornography feels better without tech giants. So let's talk about porn. Porn is a multi-billion industry. I didn't specify the numbers here. The current estimation is around 45 billion, but some say a bit less, some say a bit more, even up to 90. And the reason why it's difficult to quantify is because there is a lot of submerged business that is not exactly happening in broad daylight. It represents a huge portion of the whole traffic of the World Wide Web. Some say it's 8%, some say 4%. Once again, it wasn't really meaningful to put any data because there is no clear source, but point here being, porn is a big deal. And it has also an ever-growing impact on our culture. We know it because in the past decades, this flooding of free pornography available everywhere on the web, of course, is impacting our culture. And for some people, especially the young generation, it has become one of the main sources of sex education. Of course, pornography is not an easy topic. It's not an easy topic to talk about, first of all, because there is a huge resistance from lawmakers, journalists sometimes, even funders, to be honest, because it's a difficult topic. And it is also politically controversial, setting aside for a second the ultra-conservative groups that, of course, would want to ban sexual representation because they believe that it's immoral. There is also an issue in the more progressive community, even among feminists. It's not clear if pornography is actually an instrument of repression or is actually a way to express each personal sexuality. But most importantly, and this is what I would like to stress in the remaining minutes, is a field that is dominated by tech giants. Right now, there is a huge bottleneck of this sector with few players basically dominating the market and setting all the trends that are influencing the life of those who inhabit this field. And the porn narrative, so everything that revolves around porn, is very important, especially for four categories to what I've had the opportunity to observe. Digital rights advocates, and this is clear, it's not only about accountability of tech giants, but it's also a matter, for instance, of data protection law. Think of these dystopic solutions that have been presented, like asking people to show an ID when they access pornography so that the age can be verified. But it's also important for workers' rights defenders. There is a huge stigmatization of this field of work, and it's very dangerous and unsafe for the people that work in this field just to carry on with their life. There is, of course, the huge issue related to gender-based violence and the survivors, especially, for instance, of image-based sexual abuse and these other topics, and sex tech builders, because, of course, there is also the constructive part. Think of ethical porn platforms or small and medium enterprises that want to build sex toys and stuff like this. But there is one way to fight against tech giant in porn, and one of them is to sue them. And as a lawyer, of course, I wanted to bring this up first, because we actually sued Pornhub. You may have heard about this porn platform. They used to be the 12th most visited website on the planet. The lawsuit is ongoing, but they've already lost two positions. Now they are the 14th most visited website on the planet. Correlation is not causation, but it's interesting to say that since the lawsuit has been started, they actually already changed their website, kind of basically running for cover from our accusations. And there is also another way, and the other way is, of course, to hold them accountable. And in this specific case, I wanted to refer to this campaign that we launched, directed, addressed to the European Commission, because the idea was to leverage the Digital Service Act, this new European regulation that you may have heard of, and to ask porn platforms to be mentioned among the very large online platforms which will now become exposed to major due diligence obligations. Of course, there is so much more that can be done. And this is all something that we're discussing in this new multi-stakeholder coalition that has started. So if you're interested to know more, feel free to reach me later or ask around on the internet. Also, there is a lot of material regarding that. And if you would like to know more, this is a small nerd quote for the sci-fi fans out there. I don't know who of you will get it. Well, if you want to know more, we're going to have a self-organized session later tonight. It's going to be, we're going to talk about porn late at night. It's at stage H, so ground floor. And feel free to join us. We will talk about a little bit more about the litigation and about the advocacy campaign that we have done. And thank you very much.
Thank you.